Normal people, and then just repeating from the artists or the attendees that are. One. It worked.
All right. The meeting of the Port Townsend is called to order at 5:30 p.m. Good evening. Welcome to our second monthly meeting for Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. I'm your chair, Commissioner Petronic, District 1. And with me is Commissioner Hossie, District 2, and Commissioner Hanke, District 3. We're meeting in person at our Point Hudson Pavilion building, in addition with Zoom and phone access. Feel free to stand and join us for a
the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Our first item of business is the approval of agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? If there's no objection, the agenda is approved as written. Our next item is public comments. And our court welcomes your comments in writing before or live during our meeting presented to our commission and part of the record. The purposes for you, our public, to inform us, your commission, about your views. We will not be entering into a dialogue during this time, and I encourage you to contact individual commissioners for further discussion. If attending in person, please step up to the podium. Okay, we have an audience. Welcome. If attending on Zoom, raise the hand icon to let us know that you'd like to speak. Any attendees on Zoom?
Two attendees, no hands raised.
All right. If attending by phone, press 9 to let us know that you'd like to speak.
Nobody on by phone tonight.
Okay. We have a public letters, and I don't have that in front of me. Anyone would like to read the names and the subject areas? Oh, here it is. All right. So public comments, we have a public comment from Robert Frank. It was dated May 11th. So public comment from KTMTA dated May 25th. Public comment from Neil Erickson, dated May 11th. And that's all I'm showing.
Two separate letters?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got them. It was back to back on that page.
Okay. All right.
One regarding Unger, one regarding Schumer.
Okay. So two letters from PTMTA that both came in today. All right. Our next item is the consent agenda. We have three items. Part A, the approval of the workshop and business meeting minutes. B, the approval of warrants. And C, Dave's Mobile Welding with the ACI lease agreement. Are there any matters on which there's questions or that you would like to move to regular discussion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent agenda.
Okay. There's no objection. The consent agenda is approved as written. Okay, our next item is special recognition. Karen Erickson for her retirement. And Jean Jameson for her retirement. And we have Karen here with us for a couple more days. We would like to.
Well, I don't mind starting out. Okay. I know lots of people want to comment on retirement. It's Karen back there. I just wanted to really thank you for helping me transition into the board. And I don't think I shared this with you yet, but when I was interviewed for this job, this is the board, pre-hire, didn't know anybody anywhere. I really appreciated and remember very much how welcoming you were, friendly you were, and particularly when I was loitering in the hallway waiting between meetings. And there's all the stress of people moving around, just very calm, friendly, just chatty, just putting my mind at ease, and I really appreciate that. Your job's a lonely one, really, at this court, both I think because of where you're located and the nature of it, I think that's a difficult position to be in. So you handled the front line of the complaints, but you didn't always have a way to help people. Which I also recognize is a particularly hard for you. It's in your nature to want to help people. So they give you the frustrating call, you're trying to help them. That was tough in that regard. But you definitely move the ball forward for the court, and we're better for it. Our record system is better, our filing is better, our website is better, but there's a whole host of things that we'll benefit from. And no joint is going to get the leapfrog forward with the help that you provided, bridging all of Sue's years to your time. So thank you, and I